Welcome to the Welsh Sports Show!
Yes, yes, and welcome back to the Welsh Sports Show. Once again, I thank you for joining us. This episode, we'll be talking about the Welsh man who's achieved something that no Welsh man ever has. Ryan Giggs, who didn't hold back with his thoughts on our performance against Albania, and the man, the myth, the legend that is Chris Gunter for breaking the Welsh all-time appearances record for the men's first team. Let's get into it. I've also got a little surprise for you at the end of this episode, so stick around till the end to see what it is. So the first thing really I want to talk about is the man who's achieved something that no Welsh man ever has. And that is Gerwyn Price, the Iceman, who's gone from professional rugby player to the winner of the Grand Slam of Darts in just 6 years. Now what an achievement that is for any Welsh man, let me tell you. Because for a Welsh man, no one has ever won a darts title as big as that before. No Welsh man has ever done it, and he's done it. And he's done it, and he's come from a different sport, he's transitioned over, and it's only taken him 6 years to get to this level, which I don't need to tell you is an absolutely unbelievable thing to do. And he didn't just win it, he beat some good opponents on the way there. He beat Simon Whitlock, and most notably in the final, and controversially may I add, Gary Anderson. Now Gary Anderson has won world titles before, he's up there with the best of the best. And he's only going to beat him in the final. And he's provided absolute entertainment. And I could not be more excited and proud that a Welsh man has gone and done that. A local Welsh man. And there was a lot of controversy surrounding it. Now, I don't know if anyone has seen this or you've heard of it. But in the aftermath of the victory, Gerwyn Price, he celebrated, and as anyone would. I mean, if it was me, I would be running. I would have stripped off, and I would have been running around the place, absolutely going ballistic if I just won. Now he's Gerwyn Price has really gone celebrating. Yeah, he was giving it a bit over the top, but you can't blame the man. The emotions he would have been feeling, you can't understand. And Gary Anderson's got his hair off. He's had a go. And those two have really, there's a bit of animosity there, and it's really not gone down well. I side with Gerwyn Price, if I'm honest. I don't see a problem with showing your feelings and your emotions, because I can only imagine how on top of the world he would have been feeling at that moment for having won the Grand Slam of Darts against one of the best players in the world. And Gary Anderson, he's a real sore loser, and I've got to be honest. And a lot of people are siding with Gary Anderson. He's been around longer. He's a bit more well-known. He's a bit more well-liked. And Gerwyn Price is getting a lot of stick for this for some reason. Now, I side with Gerwyn Price. I love his reaction to it. Because Gary Anderson, in the past, he's been a sore loser. I mean, he lost to Van Barneveld one time I seen him. I watched the game. Nothing was wrong. And in the post-match, he's accused Van Gerwyn. He's accused Van Gerwyn of cheating. He's accused multiple people of cheating in the aftermath of games where they've done nothing wrong. And it's just not on, if I'm honest. He's an absolute sore loser. I used to like the guy, but he's really shown his true colours over the last year or so for me. I do not like the guy one bit. I'm backing Gerwyn Price on this one all the way. You cannot fault the guy for celebrating. I would have gone even further. I would have stripped that. I would have been running up and down the aisles. Stark naked, you cannot blame the guy. I love him. And I gotta say, a massive well done to Gerwyn Price. And what he's done afterwards is comical. His tweets. He's had a bit of a feud with Gary Anderson on Twitter afterwards. He's gone on, he's tweeted his frustrations and said, "I don't see what I did wrong. I was just celebrating, expressing my emotions. There's nothing wrong with that." And then he also tweeted a picture saying, "Keep calm and Gary on." Just a lovely little jab at Gary Anderson there. And I've got to back the Welshman over the Scotsman here, because I do not see a problem with it. It adds comedy, it adds a bit of gamesmanship, it adds entertainment. And all round, it was a good final. if you weren't on the winning end, you've got to take that one on the chin. And unfortunately for Gary Anderson, Gerwyn Price was the better man on the night. Just sit down and take this one, Gary, because the Welsh have dominated darts this time. Thank you. So now I want to talk a bit to you about Wales versus Albania last night. And I'm going to start off with what Ryan Giggs said after the match, which was they let themselves down, the performance was not good enough, and we got what we deserved. Now, that could not be any more true, because I don't care if it's a friendly and you've got a lot of young boys out, which we did have a lot of young boys out, a couple of debut performances out there, but when you're playing Albania, it is a tough one to swallow, even in a friendly setting. It wasn't in the Nations League, it was literally just an outright friendly match, which, you know, teams tend to put out their lesser squads in those games, give some of the other boys a chance, and that is what we saw Giggs do last night. But I don't care. I really do not care. You're playing Albania, and that is a tough pill to swallow. But, and there's the but, we cannot be all doom and gloom, because I've seen a lot of people already online saying Giggs out. And I know we didn't get the result against Denmark the last twice, and now we've had a bad result to Albania. But what he's doing is he's putting these young boys in place. And the big disappointing thing for me is that he started Daniel James, who's just recently started making some appearances for Swansea in the Championship. And I've seen a couple of those performances. And let me tell you, he is something to be quite excited about. And when I seen him in the starting lineup, I thought, yes. I thought, yes, the boys are in. And I've been a big advocate for this boy since the first time I seen him play. So I really thought, after me bragging him up to everyone, I really thought he was going to put it on display for us last night and really sort of prove me right. But that obviously didn't happen last night. Another Dave Brooks, Harry Wilson. You've got all these boys who I've been singing their praises for a while, but it just didn't seem to happen for us last night. But that's not the discourage these boys in any way, because I know exactly what Daniel James is capable of. I know exactly what Dave Brooks is capable of. But you've got to consider some of these boys, it was their first, not Dave Brooks, but Daniel James, it was their first appearance for Wales. And a lot of these younger boys, they've played in the Championship, some in the Premiership, some not. But what you've got to consider is they've travelled all the way to Albania. And friendlies are a completely different kettle of fish. So, you know, you've travelled all that way, you're playing in front of another crowd in a different place with a different climate. It's a completely different game and a different kettle of fish for these young boys. And we've just got to give them time. We really have got to give them time, because they're capable of a lot more. And I'm excited about what there is to come for Welsh football. But it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take some time. Some of these boys still need a couple more performances to gel. It's the first time they've actually played together, some of these boys. So you've got to really appreciate that. And, you know, we had Danny Ward in goals. Not to discourage him, but he's not our first choice keeper. You know, he's very much a second choice team. Bale didn't start. Ramsey didn't start. They came on at the end. They weren't able to salvage the game. But the tone had already been set by that point, and we could not rescue it. And that's the way it goes sometimes. But I'm telling you, I'm still disappointed, don't get me wrong. I'm very disappointed, and I cannot swallow that result from last night. But you've got to keep optimistic when you look at some of these young boys. And someone who made their first appearance last night was Rabi Matondo. And they've signed this boy. They've called him up. He plays for Man City. He hasn't made many appearances for Man City, but he's very exciting, and he showcased it just a little bit as he came on at the end last night. Is that the reason I think he caught the Welsh FA's eye is that his speed, because Man City recently had done their fitness tests, and Rabi put in a great time. For the the reserves or the under-21s. I can't remember which side he was for, but he put in a great time, but then later on went down to find out and be told that he had set the record. He was the fastest player at the entire club, not just for the squad he was in, but for the first squad as well. Faster than Sterling, any of the other first team players. He was the fastest player in the whole of the Man City setup. Now that is something that's very eye-catching. I mean, you consider some of the other boys and some of the other pace we've got in the team at the minute, in terms of Bale, Dave Brooks is quite quick. If we can integrate him into the team, and we can build quite a fast Welsh team, and we can actually start to attack teams with a bit more venom, which is what I've always wanted of Wales, and what we've not always been capable of. But it's just going to take a bit of time to set that up, because Brooks hasn't been in there all that long. He's impressed, and I'll be honest, he really has impressed me. But this was a very fresh team tonight. They need a bit more time to gel, and there is a lot of potential there. Please do not get too disheartened by tonight's result, and that'll do it for this. So I would love to talk about Chris Gunter, the man, the myth, the absolute legend, who has set the all-time men's record for the most appearances with a huge 93 caps, something that may not ever be come close to again. And he's still got time, let's not forget. He could go on to increase that tally. He's so close to the ton. Could that be possible? It would be amazing if he could, but we'll have to wait and see just how much longer he can keep going and how much more he's got in the tank. But it's a record that someone may never come close to again, and that is an amazing thing. Now, it's an absolute shame that he wasn't able to top this occasion with a victory, and it was with a disappointing defeat to Albania. But he did so wearing the captain's armband, which was a lovely gesture. And it was really nice that his family were able to be there to witness the occasion, having been flown over courtesy of Gareth Bale in his private jet, which was just lovely to see. And what this man has done for the Welsh team and the Welsh nation cannot be understated. I glance back to Euro 2016, where we just conceded to England, and we get that famous photo that came from that game, where he turned to the Welsh fans and done the famous chin up gesture. And just as I'm saying that, I could not help but do the gesture myself, because it's such an iconic picture, and that really says it all. It was a man, just a man, who had picked up a whole nation just through that one gesture, because everyone's hearts had just sank for a moment, and he picked up everyone just through that one gesture. And what we went on to do that campaign speaks for itself. It was amazing. It was the most unforgettable thing of my life and most of the Welsh nation's lives, and they will agree. And it cannot be understated what this man has done for the country, and my utmost regards and my utmost respect goes out to this man. And he's become an absolute hero, not just for Wales as well. I mean, In China, they have a Chris Gunter fan club. He has a fan club which absolutely love and adore him over in China. He is a man that is well respected and well loved for what he is. And the fact that he's been voted and is quite often referred to as the Welsh people's favourite and most likeable Welsh player, despite not being really covered in glory the way that, say, Gareth Bale is, because he's always the one mostly in the headlines, up there getting the goals and getting to celebrate. Chris Gunter doesn't really get many goals, as you're well aware. But this man has just become too much of a Welsh icon and too much of a Welsh legend that he's always considered to be an integral part of the Welsh team, and a man that has earned everybody's respect over the years. So, for that, I thank you, Chris Gunter, and we all thank you, and we hope that you continue to be with us and continue to extend that record, and that we'll get much better times together still. And that's going to do it for this episode. Now, I did say that I had a special surprise for you at the end of this episode. Now, we're here mainly to support Welsh sports and talk about all things Welsh sports. But we're not only about that. We're here to support all things Wales and to showcase all of what Wales has to offer, because it really isn't talked about enough, and Wales does not get the recognition it deserves in all things. So at the end of this episode, I've been in touch with a local Welsh artist, singer, band that I have listened to and I think are really amazing, and I would really appreciate it if you did give this a listen. And we're going to play this one going out to Chris Gunter right at the end of the episode here in celebration of what he's done. And I'd love it if you could all give it a listen. I'll leave the description of where to find their material and their page underneath, because this song I have really come to love. I thank you all. I'll catch you in the next episode. This has been the Welsh Sports Show. I've been Josh, your host. Thank you very much, and here we are. This one is called Whitewashed by Oxbow Lake.
Suddenly, like a poppy field, you explode into life.
Without me, there is no recollection. Without you, we would have already run
out of time.
Out of time. Because of you, I have a reflection of what I can do
from time to time. From time to time.
Cause you were whitewashed, you were lost, you were happy, you were the cost. You were whitewashed, you were lost, you were happy, you were the cost, you were the cost, you were the cost. You were the cost. You were the cost. You were the cost, you were the cost.
Precariously perched in more ways than one. The hunter, the hunted, the ugly gun. The helpless, the hapless, the things that we bring. Unshaven and dirty, the man who would be king. The man who would be king. The man who would be whitewashed. You were lost, and you were happy, you were the cost. You were whitewashed, you were lost. You were happy, you were the cost. You were whitewashed, you were lost. You were happy, you were the cost. You were whitewashed, you were lost. You were happy, you were the cost. You were the cost, you were the cost. You were the cost. You were the cost. You were the cost, you were the cost.
My heart is in Norfolk on the other side of the country. I am caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. My tattoos itch on hot summer days to remind me of why I had them done. Let my memories not fade. Let my memories not fade. Cause you whitewashed, you were lost, you were happy, you were the cost. You whitewashed, you were lost, you were happy, you were the cost. You whitewashed, you were lost, you were happy, you were the cost. You whitewashed, you were lost, you were happy, you were the cost, you were the cost, you were the cost. Oh, you were the cost. Oh, you were the cost. Oh, you were the cost. You were the cost. You were lost.